From KRCB Public Radio, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Brill. A California lawmaker says he wants to help build a healthcare financing system that takes better care of sick people rather than avoid them. Healthcare reporter Pauline Bartolone has more from Sacramento.
One of Dr. Richard Pan's first actions as Assembly Health Committee Chair next year will be helping to build a new financial framework for medical groups and health plans.
What we want is for risk-bearing organizations, that the opportunity for being successful is really to take better care, more cost-effective care of people who are ill, that they want to actually embrace them. That's where the opportunity is to be successful.
Dr. Pan says the practice of avoiding sick people to protect finances has been a problem and could continue to be, even under the Affordable Care Act.
We have some major things that are already in the ACA, but still we need to continue to think about ways that basically take away the financial incentive to avoid people who are ill.
Dr. Pan plans to hold an informational hearing at the state capitol in January. In Sacramento, I'm Pauline Bartolone.
The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency has granted a waiver for the state of California to implement its Clean Cars program for 2017 through 2025. Roland Wong with the Natural Resources Defense Council says the waiver allows the state to continue toward its goal of reducing greenhouse gases to 1990 levels by 2020.
Moving forward with cleaning up the air, with improving our economy and reducing oil can be done simultaneously through clean car technologies.
California emission standards are set by the California Air Resources Board and are stricter than the standards set by the EPA. All states have to comply with either the EPA or California emission standards since 1967. That's the KRCB California Update. Find these and other stories at krcb.org/news. I'm Mark Prell.